Probably not.
No, because we're only on 2 days out of four. So on Sunday...
You're all over town with this.
You're all over town.
This is all over
community
town.
Community involved and donors throughout the town and throughout the county giving to us. So on Sunday at 8 a.m., you got to sneak out before church and go to the pancake feed at the Morris Fire Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to make time for that.
they do pancakes right there at the fire hall.
They do.
It's a fundraiser, too, for the fire department.
You just got to get there before 11 a.m. on Sunday.
It's not like the Hoffman household. They never burn pancakes at the fire hall. That's not allowed.
Yes. They know how to control their fire.
Yes.
There'll also be two other events on Sunday. If you like exercising, you can go out and check that out online. But we'll have a sand volleyball tournament, and we'll have a BPA fun run. And that is actually a color run. So if you head out to the Cougar track, there will be colored powder being thrown at you. Great for those photo memories.
Yes.
Monday is our last day. We're exhausted, right? I'm like, I've talked for a long time, it seems like. But on Monday, September 29th, 5:30, that's when you can go to the Morris Community Meal. Head out to First Lutheran Church to find that, and we can relax and enjoy each other as a family. So I'm truly excited about all the things that Prairie Harvest Fest offers to us. Again, you can check out more information at Facebook or prairieharvestfest.com. If you're a vendor, whether you are a child or an adult, please sign up online. And then I don't want to stop talking until I tell you one more thing, and that is we are super, super thankful for all of those sponsors, all of those donors who have given to us to make it free to the public. I mean, free laser tag, who thought?
Mm-hmm.
Free bouncy houses.
Yep.
So I want to thank those who gave anonymously. I want to thank Brimmer Bank, the City of Morris Tourism, Craig Heinen, Denco, Heartland Motor Company, Independent Farmers Egg Services, JR Sales, Kevin Taffy, Morris Co-op, and, of course, we have to give thanks to our Stevens County Fair Board because they have allowed us the use of the Stevens County Fairground, and they have been a great service to us as we set up and we do this very long 4-day weekend. Mark it off in your calendars. Invite your friends. Invite your families. And pay attention to what's going on coming up here in Morris, Minnesota.
Yes, and check out that Facebook page for all the details because there's lots of stuff going on in different parts.
Definitely.
In different parts of the town there, so you want to make sure you're in the right spot.
Yes.
I got to say, I really, whoever did your logo for the Prairie Harvest Fest, very good job. It's a very nice looking logo.
Thank you. I will pass on your gratitude.
Yes. Well, that's Prairie Harvest Fest going on the weekend, September 26th to the 29th, all over Morris. So, Annette Watson, anything else you want to add about it at all?
I don't, but again, it is a beautiful time to get to know people in our community. Again, there's something for everyone throughout the city. If you want to read through the list, I didn't even mention half of what was going on. And of course, if you want to volunteer as a board member, if you want to or if you want to get involved as a vendor, or if you just know that this is a great thing for Stevens County, please give, because we can't do it without the sponsorship of people desiring this kind of activity in our town.
Besides board members, you need volunteers for the actual event itself?
We do need volunteers. We have a place where you can volunteer online, and you can put your name and what you are free for, what you're interested in, and that will guide you through what you can do to volunteer to help that make this a successful day, and you can give as much or as little time as you want to give.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. Many ways to check out Prairie Harvest Fest. Annette Watson, thank you so much for being with us here on the KMRS Community Connection and telling us all about the Harvest Fest.
Thank you very much.